This is Digital Dave, headbanging for you.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and I'm having fun with that, too.
And we have Mr. David Copeland here with us,
and
which makes sense.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't do any good if we didn't have any guests, would it?
Right.
Who would notice the difference, though?
Yeah, and he's been around aviation a long time, and
he's
seen
a
lot, and he's seen at least 52 years of changes.
But he's a young guy.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of jealous.
Yeah, really.
Does he have hair? You got hair.
Yeah, I got hair.
Darn.
I got covered up.
We're
Man.
A couple of old geezers here.
Yeah. No, that. Yeah, that's what they called it. The blue geezers is what we would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm great.
Let's talk about
52. Day 4 of Oshkosh.
Yeah.
AV-26 is so fun. You know, every day I wake up and feel how blessed we all are to be in this business, as well as to be an advocate for general aviation in general, or aviation, and teach others and provide solutions. So that's what my whole mantra is about, is what's in the future and what I've seen. And over 52 years in a row of attending the show, I was saying earlier, 1975, that's a long time ago.
That is a long time ago.
It's been a great ride, continues to be every year.
Wow. They had airplanes back then?
A few. Right. It was very different. I mean.
Well, that's for sure.
I was.
Nobody heard of Burt Rutan.
No. Well, and, you know, flying. I've just seen so many cool things and met so many interesting people like yourselves, and hopefully be a little piece of the, what we grow with, you know, currently Jack's organization, and what we do with A-Team, and what we do with every individual that we come in contact with, giving them a ride in the go-kart, giving them a pass, putting a hat on a kid. That's what we do.
The one thing that I've always been amazed about is that, you know, when you guys got started, nobody heard of EAA. Home building wasn't really much of a thing. And then all of a sudden, home builders are starting to drive the technology. They're starting to create the innovations that the other manufacturers are looking at.
Right.
And I think it's still quite true now,
right,
that the smaller designs and the home builders are driving the advancements.
Right. Well, I see, you know, being born and raised as a native of Wichita, Kansas, that's the air capital of the world. You know, and you see it in Bend, Oregon, you know, with a lot of the, I call them these, you know, cells of ingenuity, innovation, and things.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it in Czech Republic, I mean, with the fighters and all the people that are over there with us building airplanes at Prestel. And then also, you know, in Savannah, of course, and then you see the garages, and then you see the basements of people building home builds and all those successful companies that help bring us all into aviation. And like you said, even, you know, like the home built piece, I mean, the Brown Arch, I mean, we used to go across that fence and there'd be, you know, 30 airplanes parked out there, or 40. And then,
well, our studio used to be right over
there. Yeah, I know. I was in that studio going up those rickety stairs.
Yeah.
Like, okay, are we going to move someday?
We missed the porch, though. I got it.
That was the best view of ever, right?
But air conditioning is worth it.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, you guys have grown, and I think your audience appreciates what you do to spread this word.
No, I actually had someone say, well, I thought that voice sounded familiar. And then he ran away. I don't understand.
That's all right.
So 52 years of changing. And you got to wonder if Paul Poveresny ever thought this was going to get this big.
Yeah, and the trees in front of his house, right?
Yeah.
So every year I look at it, you can't find it. You know, go to the PHC or, you know, all that. So, so I think one of the things that has brought is all positivity to this. I mean, what a dream realized. I think I, you know, not about me, like I said earlier, this shouldn't be, but I think the legacy and legend. So the legacy that we live in, the legend that was left and that we live every day, I think is so cool to be. So what did he do for us, right?
Okay.
Brought it to Oshkosh. The first admission, I think the records show, I have what my mom had left me in her albums was $5 for an adult.
Wow.
And camping was like less than 10.
Yeah.
And parking was, you know, basically free.
Yep.
So,
and I imagine if, you know, a plate of food on the airfield was a dollar.
We couldn't hardly find it. The only thing that they really had was ice cream, which is the shacks with the roof and the best ice cream in the world. And now they've got everybody else there, which is great. It's grown, and the Aero Club and all the things that are doing to cater to those people is fantastic. But, you know, food is an important thing. And I just like the way they've kept it aviation. It hasn't become an RV show. It hasn't come, not
right,
RV as far as airplanes, but RV is as far as luxury, you know, utility vehicles.
Oh, that's the campground.
Yeah.
There's
plenty
of that.
That's
great.
Right. They do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
See, we've divided it into two shows. We have the airplane side, and then we have the recreational vehicle side.
Right.
And we have our own IFR problems with all the dust coming off the roads.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
That happens.
That's all right.
That's part of
it. It's part of it. You just go home and you bleach your shoes again, right?
It's not Oshkosh until you get a cold shower.
That's right. It is not. Those don't come often enough. Sometimes two times a day if you can slip out.
So, yeah. So many changes.
You know, that's the one thing that amazes me. Now, I started flying back in 79, mm-hmm. and, you know, here I am in a Piper Tomahawk just buzzing through the skies, basic instrumentation, and now jump forward in time 5 years ago. I'm in a TBM 750 with a buddy of mine, and he's basically doing nothing at 16,000 feet except being a systems manager and listening to mm-hmm. ATC.
Right.
The airplane is doing all the work. That, to me, was incredible. And I asked him, I said, Eric, when did you engage the autopilot and all this other stuff? He said, as soon as I pulled the wheels up. So he had it all programmed and dialed in. And when an ATC gave us a change, he just twiddled a knob, pushed a button. Back in the olden days, you'd be, you know, on the yoke. And, well, first
technology
off,
marches on.
It really has changed.
The one thing that I'm waiting for that we thought was going to happen a long time ago was low-cost jet engines and turboprops for the home builds.
Right.
They're out there, but they're not low cost, and they're not many.
Yeah, we're still looking and reviewing one with a French manufacturer right now. Mm-hmm. And until we can bring it to production and for the reliability that's required, the weight that's required, the cost that's required for that part of the industry, especially on the lower end of GA, you know, it's just not there yet. So, you know, but everybody else, I mean, we've got, you know, aerial vehicles everywhere, and we've got drones, and we've got all that, which is a great thing that we never saw before. We got lasers. We've got the, I remember the first night show was basically Flying Magazine over the lake, and they hosted it at the country club. That was really kind of the first show at night. And then it's, as you know, grown to what we saw last night. So I think things like that, the innovation, whether it's on the panel, whether it's a button you push now with the Autoland, I mean, those are remarkable. You know, I sat back not only in our economy, in our world and culture, but if you would have said and take a time capsule for 5 years ago in aviation, would you have thought this to be possible? A lot of people would have said no. That's not going to be possible, and it's done, and it's showing here at EAA, which is really cool.
Well, I was over at the Honda Jet, which, you know, you just go over there to look at the Honda Jet. Not like I'm going to buy one, but it does an emergency auto land to the point where it figures out, and I didn't quite see how that worked, but it figures out if a pilot is unresponsive and will automatically go into auto land. It will calculate airports, it'll plot courses, it'll declare emergency, it'll talk to ATC. It's crazy how sophisticated it was.
But if that they decide that they're coming back to life, the stick and rudder piece is still super important that flight schools are teaching. One of the things that I think is important is that students of the future know how to fly airplanes, whether it's stick and rudder, don't turn on the autopilot, try to navigate yourself out of this, use experienced pilots and flight instructors to, you know, warn you about Mother Nature, because you still shouldn't be flying into thunderstorms, right? Let's not try it just because I've got this great airplane and I can go fast. So my dad taught me a couple of things. One is Mother Nature, and two is always have a way out, and three was, you know, make sure you just be careful and fly an airplane like you've got 30 people behind you. So I think that's one thing that, you know, is important to don't get in too big of a hurry unless you're in an emergency, and do it right, you know, all the things that we've learned.
Yeah, and pre-planning.
Right,
and, you know, one of the more important things that I was taught as a student pilot is if you think that something is stupid, sing out, say, this is stupid, and then take
then
action.
Don't do it.
Measures to rectify it.
Right, the controller's on up with you. If I need an alternate course, I need to go off, or I need to do something, do it to do the right thing in safety. Because really, I'm sure that this organization revolves around safety and aviation, because we don't like to see any accident or incident. But, you know, if we've all seen that change, and I think one of the things that's interesting is, and especially you look on the front line here, and when we see the aerobatics that's go on every day, and you get those kids thinking that that's the way I'm going to be. Well, yeah, in all aviation, there's so many cool things that aviators can do, whether it's flying like an aerobatic pilot, or it's working the line, or working a marketing department, or being in the aviation maintenance business, or, you know, doing all those things, people getting in aviation. I'm all about supporting the future of aviation with what we've got today, which is, you know, if we put in the time bottle, what's going to happen in 5 or 10 years? We'll all sit here in 5 or 10 years, hopefully, and say, hey, would we have thought that possible? And I've seen so many cool things and so many people, you know, graduate to that level and hopefully be a little bit part of it. Now, this show really does a lot of that for people and your listeners across the across your land of people in aviation. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
You know, and in a lot of ways, the stuff that you see here will definitely affect everything that happens in the future. Mm-hmm. Who would ever have thought you'd see a 172 with a full glass panel in it? And then it dawned on me while I'm looking at this, they're training airline pilots with this because this is what they're going to be using.
Right.
And parachutes and, you know, like I said, the Autoland and all the touchscreen and all the great things like that. Plus, like you said, the engine technology and power plant technology, you know, one of our airplanes, I mean, you can fly it and it's 75% power and you're 4.4 gallons per hour.
Right.
You know, that's amazing to me. It's like you tap and say, are we sure we're still flying at 115 knots? You know?
What do you mean I've got half a tank of gas?
What's going on here? I used to do that in the old Cherokees. You know, you tap it and say, where's the RPM gauge? Is this right?
Do I believe this?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's funny.
But I think I really appreciate everything that EA is doing and what you've done to, you know, accelerate aviation, get people involved. If the voices that we have here on air can promote that in the future for another 52 of my years to be here, I was thinking about that this morning, is how much longer can I come? And I just get more and more excited about it every year.
Well, we are too. We're just going to remain excited. And we're thanking you for coming over.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with David Copeland. I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.